should we be thinking about the Geula and Mashiach now? We have an unbelievable, unprecedented time in history. We have Israel and America attacking Iran in the levels we've never seen before. So what's our perspective on all this? What are we supposed to do when we look at the situation? Many people are saying these must be the times of Mashiach, and we're getting closer, and the Geula is coming. And these are true things to think about in life. In fact, one of the Ani Maimons, something that we have to think about and not say, but have in our minds every day, is that we are thinking about Mashiach and we're waiting. We have to mechak eloi b'chol yom she'avoi. That every single day, I have to wait for Mashiach, have a feeling. Normally, when we deal with ideas, a maimon, something you have to believe in, it's not something you feel, it's something you believe, you think about, you know. This Ani Maimon is different because a person has to mechak, has to create a feeling. I believe Mashiach is coming so much that I'm waiting for it. Chofetz Chaim explained that if you're not waiting for it, you don't really believe it. Because if you really believed it come every single day, you would be on the edge of your seat. So the amount that you believe in it is the amount you're going to be waiting for it. And if you're not waiting for it, you don't really believe. So it's now time to be thinking, Iran died, Khomeini was Haman, and it's the whole Purim story. It happened Parshas Zachor, destruction of Ra. These are truly unbelievable Shkach Pratis. But what mindset does that instill in me? What does that put into my heart? What does that put into my mind? What am I thinking about? I was having this discussion with somebody on Shabbos. He said, don't you see it? It's the times of Geula. And I said, my personal perspective on these things always is, does that make a person closer to Avodas Hashem? Does it make you grow stronger and better? As in, if your thing is the Geula, so what are you doing about it? If the Geula is coming, it's azman she'ein b'hem chefetz, which means our growth in a certain level is going to be capped. There's a famous story with Chofetz Chaim where they asked him, they said, what's going to be in the times of Mashiach? How are we going to continue growing? We're not going to have a Yitzhahara. We're just going to want to do Ratzon Hashem. Chofetz Chaim answered that the level which a person grows now and the trajectory they're on is going to be the level they're at in the Giluyim, the amount Hashem is going to open himself up to them in the times of Mashiach. The experience then will be based off your trajectory now. Hashem will follow that trajectory. So is this taking your trajectory up, believing and saying that this is the Geula, it's Mashiach, we're so close, we're on the edge? I'm not a Navi, I don't know these things, I don't have any specific Mesoros. There's a Mesoros from the Tesis Yontif that we don't talk about times of Mashiach, as in like this is causing, because we just don't know. And I've heard that from some of my Rebbeim. But the main thing is if you do want to talk about these things and it's mechazik you, that's fine. What are you doing? Okay, it's time for Geula. Now what? Many people I've found in the world, when there's a great Eitz Tzara, they want to talk about Mashiach. Because in a certain sense, when we talk Mashiach, it kind of like exempts us. The Mashiach must be coming. Great, so are you now throwing off all things that aren't spirituality and putting your feet in the most spiritually planted way possible? Is that what's happening in your life? And I think that's something everyone has to ask themselves. What am I doing as a result of the events of the world? Whether you believe it's the Geula and whether it is the Geula, whether it's just insane events happening, what are we doing? So I was talking to my Rebbe of Aaron David Shlita, and I said, Rebbe, what is perspective now? What about this Geula thing many people are saying? He said, Geula, that's what you're thinking about? The Geula? People are in Tzara. People are in Tzara. The whole Eretz Yisrael right now is in a state of war. People are not going to school. The children are home in their houses. We're not dealing with big houses with big yards. We're dealing with 2, 3, 4, 5 bedroom apartments if you have a big apartment. That's hard. That's a Tzara. People, even worse than that, are Chas V'Shalom dying. Is it a lot? No, but every life's a lot. People are being taken out of their houses. Their buildings destroyed, and then the surrounding buildings are destroyed. People are hurt and wounded. Why are we focusing? He's on the Geula? He says, daven for people. He said, well, this is not the time to be, oh yeah, if it's mechazik you, okay, I'm saying, he didn't say this, then great, this is mechazik you to be a higher, better, and bigger yid. I'm just being wowed by the events of history. What does that do for you? So, when I asked my Rebbe this, who's mamish, a person who's kol kul Hashem, there's nothing else in his life, that was his response. His response was, we're in right now in Eitz Tzara. People are dying. People are being wounded. People are not having parnasa right now. What happens in Eretz Yisrael when everything stops? People can't go to work. People don't go to work, they don't make money. There are people in serious detriment right now. They're scared. How are they going to pay for their Pesach? How are they going to go on? And then, besides that, dealing with the emotional challenge of having children home the entire day for entertaining them. You can't really go out. Potentially, there might be a siren. Not everyone has cars, not so many buses. The complications stack one upon the next. This is a very challenging time. Are there amazing things happening? Rishayim are being killed? Yes, unbelievable. There are many unbelievable things. However, what is our specific focus? When you focus on that, it kind of takes away from all the other stuff which is real right now to us, that's affecting us right now. And while, again, these are unbelievable events, and a person, if they're going to mechazik from it, should definitely grow from it. There's such a big thing that your friend, your neighbor, your brother, your cousin is in challenge, is in detriment, is on hard times. And it's amazing support that you can send a friend. You know somewhere at Israel, give them a call, give them a text, send them a package. That's being with somebody. Daven for the matzah, daven that more person should get hurt. I asked Rav Aaron David Shlita, what did your Rebbeim do at these times? He said, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz will talk about one thing. It wasn't the Geula. It wasn't fear so much. It wasn't any of those things. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, at times of war, would talk about being Noise Be'ol Chaveira. In Parak Vav, in Avos, talks about one of the Kinyanei Torah, one of the ways to acquire Torah. And Torah means a Chibor with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That you're Noise Be'ol Chaveira. Your friend's going through something, and you feel it. You take part in it. You become one with that. You don't just sit where you are and see the news, see the events of the world, and go, oh, that's horrible. Create an emotional energy which goes over to somebody else, goes over to all the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, goes over to all the stranded Americans here, away from their families. They were coming to visit the Holy Land, take part in the Kedusha, be a part of an unbelievable experience, Eretz Yisrael. And now they're stuck, away from their families, away from their homes. I have a cousin right now who is stuck in Eretz Yisrael. He can't get out. Him and his wife came with their baby, two kids at home. They're stuck. They are trying as hard as they could. They go to the airport, they got turned away. No one knows when they're going to get back. That's Noise Be'ol Chaveira. Think about those in challenge and give them your hearts. This was Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's message in every war. Can a person focus on the Geula and the Yeshua and what's going to be? Yes, if it's going to mechazik you, but the first and foremost, the forefront of our minds has to be, what's with my friend? What's with my brother? What's with my cousin? What's with my fellow Yidden who are getting hurt, who are in challenge, emotional challenges? It caused challenges in people's marriages. It caused challenges with vis-a-vis parents and children. And it's normal in these situations that to happen. But in Lemaisa, the facts on the ground is, the reality is it's a hardship. So what are we doing when we look at the situation? Looking forward, it's a nice thing. It's beautiful. We should always be mechazik in wanting Mashiach. We have to look at the right now. Right now, there are people in danger. Right now, there are people in challenge. Right now, there are people in difficulty. And this is what we have to focus on. This is Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's message to us, Rav Aaron David Shlita's message to us, that we have to look at what's in front of our eyes. We have to look at the tzara. We have to use this as a time to focus on our spirituality, to focus on our growth, to focus on another Yid. When we focus on another Yid, that brings tikkun to olam. That brings the Geula closer. That will cause Yeshuas.